I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
From Radiotopia, welcome to The Heart. I'm Caitlin Prest. This is the kind of sort of true story of Idiot and Demi, two boneheads in love. Allow me to introduce Idiot.
His band is so awful.
You probably have a friend just like Idiot.
I know, these fucking white dudes can get away with anything.
Idiot likes to have a really good time. She goes to punk shows, raves, does a little bit of drugs, stays up late till the night turns to morning, and has lots and lots of sex. She believes that you can invite more than one person to the party. She's poly. And right now she's dating a few people on the reg.
Yeah. Wow.
Katja, a crass, witchy queer who always says what's on her mind.
It was like really stupid of me.
Yeah, it was.
Every week, without missing a beat, they hang out and hook up. Uh-huh. It's been going that way for about a year.
Hey, babe, what's up?
Hey.
Lauren, a sensitive writer type. They stay up late fucking, giggling, and falling asleep to iconic 90s movies. These relationships aren't super serious. Idiot is an idiot because she never says what she truly wants. Because when you say what you want, you are also saying how you feel. Allow me to introduce Dummy.
Oh, I think I'm still drunk.
Dummy goes to some of the same punk shows, raves, has the same late night, early morning, drugs and party lifestyle.
I just like stayed in my bed and I drank vodka and I watched the sunrise and I passed.
Dummy is a dummy for some of the same reasons that Idiot is an idiot. Dummy and Idiot met where many boneheads meet, in grad school. One night, they run into each other on the subway and have a moment of vague recognition and small talk.
You were at the Warhog show.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, cool.
Were you there?
Yeah, I lived there.
Oh, fuck.
Who are you there with?
I was there with one of my dates.
One of your dates?
Yeah, she, like, knows the band and stuff.
You ever date dudes?
Dummy is flirting with her.
No, dude.
Okay, dude.
Idiot doesn't really date cis men.
What are you doing tonight?
I'm gonna...
But she does flirt with them on a subway car.
Be my, like, friend date or whatever at this party.
And have a couple of drinks with them. And sleep over at their trash-infested punk house after making out a little bit at a dance party. It was the kind of sleepover that was nothing more than a natural extension of a long night of partying. She leaves in the morning, and Dummy and Idiot are a little more friends than they were before. Then, Idiot has a great rest of her weekend, seeing Lauren and Katja, and making out with a random she met at a party. Typical weekend. Dummy and Idiot start running into each other, everywhere. At clubs, concerts,
hey!
On the street.
Hey, were you just gonna ignore me or something?
Look, I didn't see you.
Idiot How's sleeps with Dummy's friends. It's Dummy sleeps with Idiot's friends.
That girl you were with last night, that other girl?
They even sleep with the same person, but... You know, at different times.
Such a babe.
It would be weird if I got her number. Give me her number.
No, dude, that's fucking weird.
Oh, okay.
As it turns out, Idiot and Dummy have a lot in common, and they're becoming friends. One night, Dummy shows up at Idiot's door She takes him into her messy room, lights a candle, and lays out her tarot cards,
when you shuffle them, you
one
shuffle
by
them
one.
Like this.
So you're then like your she reads his fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, you gotta shuffle them more, like a real shuffle, and like think about it.
Okay.
See, like, that big guy on the throne?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Emperor card, actually, which is, like, a really fucking cool card.
Yeah, yeah. What does it mean?
Okay. It means you're, like, a dude who's, like, kind of, he's just, like, in control.
Nice.
Yeah.
What kind of things am I in control of?
You're kind of in control of, like, whatever you come into contact with. Like, you can really manage a situation.
Yeah,
you know?
Whatever I come into contact with?
Basically, yeah.
What about, like, this?
He grabs her where her rib cage meets her hips.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Or like maybe like here?
Yeah.
Like that?
Uh-huh.
Is that what you wanted?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I see.
She kisses him. Hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. I think I like, do you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Did I break your bed?
Probably, but like honestly, it happens all the time.
Yeah, I bet all the time.
Shut up, come here.
You got any condoms?
No.
No? You are such a fucking lesbian.
No, I'm sorry.
After that night, Dummy and Idiot start seeing each other more.
These are your wigs? Dude, these are like so fucking rad. There's like a roach in this one.
That's my friend Gregor.
And more.
But watch your teeth. That's the only rule. That's the only rule. Mm-hmm.
And more.
Ooh, yeah. Nice. I think I just broke it.
And more.
Mm-hmm.
Idiot suddenly has less time than she did before.
Do you want to hang out this weekend? I don't know if I can, actually. I kind of already made plans with Dummy.
Oh.
Maybe we can hang out next weekend. I'll check.
Okay. Shall I count on that?
I'll text you.
Okay.
Alright. I'll see you later, okay?
Have fun.
Idiot and Dummy meet in some dark, dank cave. He's wasted and falling over by the time she gets there. The two hold hands and stumble home together.
That was good. That one was for you.
That rib is for me?
Take it. I'm gonna put on. This is my favorite record.
Don't. You gonna put on your favorite record?
Yeah, this is my like.
How do I know it's your favorite?
This is my groovy,
like
sexy record. No, this is the one I put on when the lady I like so much is coming over.
Okay.
Oh man, it's so cheesy. It's so good though, listen to this.
Alright, I'll listen. Oh, this is...
Is that nice?
It's very smooth. It's a very smooth song.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Smooth. You're smooth. Come here.
You come here.
I like you. You're silly and fucking dumb as bricks, but I really like you.
You're drunk.
I'm drunk.
You're cute when you're drunk, though.
I love you when I'm drunk.
Only when you're drunk?
I love you, like, period.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You mean it?
Yeah.
Don't say it if you don't mean it.
Yeah. I love you. I love you!
I love you, too.
Say it again.
You want me to say it again?
Yeah.
I love you.
Nice.
You say it again.
I love you.
No, say it like.
I love you. Say the same time.
Okay.
I love you. say it again.
I love you.
That's great. All right, let's make it.
Okay, let's make it.
Got myself a job on a bootleg run in the Bible Belt driving beer. Mama
After that night, Dummy and Idiot became the thing called a couple. But there's one problem.
This polyamory thing is weird, maybe.
Dummy has only ever been part of a couple that is exclusive.
I don't want to make you feel weird. I don't want to make you feel like...
Idiot is not ready to be a monogamous heterosexual. Dummy agrees to give it a try. Then, Idiot does something that only a true idiot does. She literally invites everyone to the party. She gets all of her dates together in one small crowded bar in the East Village.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, you came. Dummy, this is Katya.
The three stand around and watch the band in silence.
Yeah, cool.
Cool?
Soon after,
yeah,
Katya puts her coat on.
I'm gonna go.
And leaves.
I don't want to be in competition with some dude.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Can we go? Okay, yeah, let's go.
Idiot bikes home with Dummy. She knows she fucked up. They lie in bed together, his back turned to her. The next morning, he gets up and leaves, with only a silent and cold kiss on her cheek. Dummy is about to leave on a 3-month trip to Mexico. It's that moment in a relationship where you have to decide whether it's worth doing long distance. Idiot promises she'll never fuck up in that particular way again. Dummy sort of believes her, and they decide to keep being non-monogamously obsessed with each other in the face of his long trip. While he's gone, they're mad sweet to each other.
Hey.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
They text, they call, and they Skype.
No, fuck you. In my bed right now.
Okay.
All right.
Idiot stops seeing Katya and Lauren. She resolves that when Dummy gets back, she's going to ask him to be in a heterosexual monogamous relationship.
I'm going to eat a taco on your ass.
But the true test of any relationship weighs in their future. Idiot is going to visit him in Mexico. Idiot shaves her legs, packs her bags, and even splurges on a cab to the airport. Dummy is waiting for her when she lands. In the cab, he never once returns her gaze. When they get back to his apartment, they take off their clothes and...
You're like, not really getting hard, huh?
Look, I've been having sex with somebody else.
Oh. I mean, I thought so. I mean, it's been 3 months and all that, so, okay.
Yeah. Let's take, like, a breather or something.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All
right. Look, how's, your other lover, what's her name?
Gotcha?
Yeah.
She's good.
Idiot isn't about to tell him that she stopped seeing other people. That would be giving up too much.
Did you guys say goodbye already?
Yeah. We said goodbye with the idea that we'd see each other maybe one more time.
I mean, that's awesome. I'm glad... You were having a good time. I'm glad you're having a good time.
Yeah, look, I might grab coffee with her tomorrow, if that's cool with you.
Sure?
Sure?
No, I mean, you should definitely do that. You should do that. It's important to you.
I mean, just, like, one cup of coffee.
I know.
Like, not just coffee, not, like...
Yeah, I'll just find something else to do. It's cool.
It's Mexico.
The next day, Idiot's wandering around Mexico City alone while Dummy is having coffee with his other girlfriend. It's a Monday and all the museums are closed. She eats some shitty ice cream. And then some drunk guy on the street tries to grab her. Eventually, she goes back to his apartment and gets herself off in bed alone. Idiot tells herself that dummy seeing somebody else is fine. It's part of the contract. It's what Idiot wanted for him. To have the best time he possibly could in Mexico. Not something to feel angry or jealous about. Dummy gets home and they fall asleep without having any sex. They spend the rest of the week trying to have fun in Mexico. Going out for tacos.
I don't know if I want to have them again.
There's this place, my favorite place. I want to go there one time before I leave. Just one time.
Look, you go to the taco place. I'll figure something else out.
Fine.
They go to the beach.
You love the beach?
Fuck, a mosquito just bit me in my fucking nose. I have to go back inside.
What? We just got here.
Over a plate of expensive ceviche at a beachfront restaurant, Idiot tries to have a conversation about her feelings.
Maybe I'm just feeling sensitive about your other lover, but like, you gotta...
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay, we should have like talked about this kind of like days ago.
Everything feels weird, okay?
Shit. I don't know. Look, I was like bugging out, like wanting you to come here, but like when you're away, I was with this other girl and kind of fell in love with her a little bit. And
okay.
And so it's like these two worlds, and I was with her every day. And we're doing this thing, and we're making love every day, we're having sex every day. And then you, I love you, and you come here, and we're like also now like trying to have sex every day. And it just, I didn't know it was gonna, I never done that before. It was just like, you know, jumping ships.
Right.
It's kind of weird. Sure. For me too. I'm sure it's like shitty. I'm sure it's hurtful. I didn't think this trip was going to be weird. I really...
They spend another 2 days in Mexico together, pretending to have a good time, gritting their teeth until they're home again. When they get back, the way things were before is gone. After the trip, Idiot is feeling really hurt and insecure and ugly.
I'm just feeling really hurt right now.
But in true Idiot fashion, it comes out in a garbled mess of fuck you.
Never fucking talk that way to me again.
Neither Bonehead was able to admit that they were hurt, let alone say that they were sorry. And that is how two boneheads break up. The end.
This kind of true love story was written and produced by badass poet Julia Alsop in collaboration with The Heart. Our voice actors in this story were Brian Dolphin, Julia Alsop, Jen Custard, and Sophie Traub. I want to give a special thanks to all the male voice actors that I auditioned and forced to give me instructions on how to give a blowjob. You are the true heroes of this story. And the biggest thanks of all to the one and only, the original, Dummy. The Heart is Caitlin Prest, Samara Brieger, Jen Ng, and myself, Mitra Cavoli. Please go rate us in iTunes and write us a review. It would actually make a really big difference. So please do it. Thank you. We have t-shirts, so you should make sure that you go and get one.
Radiotopia. From Pete.